Welcome, welcome to the... Oh my God, I can't believe every time I've got it
just
written.
Read the wall,
Eddie. I know, it's right in front of me. Welcome, welcome to the Don't Think, Just Do podcast. Robbie, how are you?
Very good, you nailed it, Andy.
I love it, I finally got there. Yeah. Welcome everybody. We are winging it tonight. Yeah, we wanted to talk about goal setting. Robbie's huge on this, is goal setting. So he's going to share some ideas with us on how he likes to set goals, or you know how he helps people set goals and it leads from that perspective. I set goals a bit differently for myself. I just did a goal setting training session with some of the associates and the newer agents in our office. So
well, that's kind of how this came up, because we literally just sat down in the podcast room and said, all right, so what are we talking about?
Absolutely.
And you're like, well, I just did a training session on goal setting. We could talk about that.
Perfect.
Cool. Take it away, Andy.
I love it.
What'd you tell the team?
Well, look, Monday, what do you guys call the Monday mindset sort of training
mindset
sessions?
Mondays.
Mindset Mondays after 5 p.m. when everyone's kind of finished the workday and anyone that wants to stick around, and we get a few of us different agents to talk. And I said, hey guys, what's everyone struggling with at the moment? I had two people say, oh man, I'm really, really struggling with the mindset surrounding cold calls, for example. Like I'm feeling really down at the moment. I don't know. I can't see the light at the end of the tunnel in that sense. Mm. And I said to this person, like, well, you actually do have to see the light at the end of the tunnel. You got to know what that light looks like. You got to know what the goal is. And I'm not, it doesn't have to be a hag, you know, a hairy, audacious goal. It doesn't have to be like that. It can just be something like, I said to them, guys, as stupid as it was when I got into this industry, wherever I was going to go, my goal was to be able to spend $400 five times a week at a nice restaurant. That was my goal. Mm. I remember you laughing at me so hard and they all pissed themselves laughing. And I was like, guys, that was my actual goal.
Yeah.
And now that I can do that, I don't, obviously, because I'm trying to lose weight and all this sort of stuff. But that was my goal, you know? Yeah. And then when I asked her, hey, what is your goal? Why are you doing the shit work to benefit what later? And she's like, I don't know. Or to holiday here and there. I'm like, no, be really, really specific, but don't make it too much of a super duper big goal. Tell me exactly. And she couldn't. I said, that's why. That's why you're feeling like this. When you're doing the shit work that's going to earn you a lot of money, you don't know why you're doing it.
Yep. And actually something I spoke to the team about last week, also in Mindset Monday, I said to the team, what do you actually want out of this? Because they're all here to make lots of money, right?
Yeah,
that's what they say. I want to make lots of money. So but what is lots of money? How do you get to a point where you go, now I have lots of money? Right. And someone said to me something that I actually take for granted. He said, well, I don't want to have to worry about the price of groceries.
Wow.
And I was like, yeah, actually good point. I never think about that. Yeah. I literally just go to the store. I don't look at prices. I don't know how much stuff costs. I just buy it. And it was weird. I was having this conversation on stage with someone.
Yeah.
I don't know how much petrol costs. And the team were just like, what?
$2.01 approximately for 91. But anyway.
There you go.
As you were.
Learn something new. Yeah. And I think for them, a big thing was I don't want to have to worry about how much fuel costs, right? Or try to get fuel on the cheap day or whatever. I don't know. Or I don't want to have to worry about the price of groceries or the price of, you know, I go to a restaurant and have to look at the price of things on the menu. I don't want to have to do that. And I was like, yeah, that's actually really cool. That's something I never
really
thought
good
of that I took for granted. But a lot of our associates, that's one of their goals, is to not have to worry about money. And obviously, it's been a couple of years since I've had that issue. But looking back, yeah, that's something that I always wanted when I didn't have it. And then you get it. And that's the funny thing. You get there and then you don't.
Oh, yeah.
You don't appreciate it. So, yeah, it's an interesting point. But we talked about goals. And I said to the teams, what I always say, if you're going to set a goal, it needs to be a specific goal. It needs to have a time, so a deadline.
Yeah,
when am I going to achieve this by? And specifically, what is it? So
specifically, keyword, right?
Yeah. People go, I want to buy a new car. Okay.
Totally.
What kind of car?
Yeah.
How much does that car cost?
Exactly.
When will you have that car? When will you drive away from the lot in that car?
Yes, sir.
That's the goal, not just, I want to buy a new car.
Absolutely.
Okay, because how do you know if you've achieved or if you've failed? You know you've achieved because you drive away in the car, but you don't know when you've failed, because if you never end up buying that car, there's never actually a failing point. So you have to set a deadline. You have to say, in 6 months' time, in February of 2025 is when I will buy this car.
Yes, sir.
February 25 rolls around, it comes to March, you haven't got the car, you failed.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to know when you fail.
Absolutely. It's like, if you don't know where you're going, why are you even going?
Mm.
Yeah. Does it make sense when you really think about it super deeply? But a lot of us kind of, and I've been here too, man. In the past, I've gone, oh, okay, I want a car. Oh, it's got to be a really nice car. I remember you saying to me, what's that car going to be? And I was like, an Audi RS7. How much does that cost? $330,000. Okay, cool. When are you going to have it by? And I was like, whoa, slow down. And you're like, no, you have to know this sort of stuff. And so I was like, holy shit. So you reverse engineer it and you work it out. And I just said to one of the guys that came up to me after the session, he goes, oh, well, I want to have this and this. And I asked him, cool, how much does that house cost? Okay, cool. What suburb? This is how much it costs. Cool. How much is the car? Fantastic. Cool. Now, get that amount of money there and then your expenses and all this sort of stuff. And I said, put it down to how much you should be earning a week and then compare it to how much you're earning currently a week. And now it doesn't seem so crazy after all. And he was like, holy shit, each to their own, do it however the hell you want to do it, but make sure you know actually what you want. Would you say though, like when you're goal setting, how do you know if it's like too much of a hairy, audacious goal? If it's like, because that can be demotivating is what I'm trying to say. When you go far out, that's freaking very far away. I can't even fathom that.
How do you know? I don't know how I know. I honestly couldn't tell you. You just know when you know, right? Like I think the BHAG goals or the big hairy audacious goals,
yeah,
I don't think you actually can set those because where I am now, had I set this as a goal 3 years ago,
yeah,
I wouldn't have even known what this is. It wouldn't exist to me because it didn't exist yet, what I have done so far. So I wouldn't have known to even set it as a goal. And whatever my big, hairy, audacious goal would have been, I don't know that I would have achieved it because I wouldn't have known what to set. Or maybe I did set something, but I can't even remember what it is. And I obviously didn't achieve it. I achieved something different.
Yeah, or more. Yeah, you're an interesting person to talk about goals with because you and I have two very different ideas on goals. Mine, I will literally work out to the T and I will get there and I know how I will get there. But then there's also people like yourself who, is it fair to say that you sort of set really, really micro goals for yourself, but you don't think about the bigger picture?
Yes, I obsess over little things, but I more so obsess over problems. When there's an issue, I obsess over that issue until I fix it.
Right.
I don't necessarily set long-term goals. I look at something I want and I go, I'm going to have that by X amount of time.
Right.
But it's never years down the track or even months down the track.
Yes.
It's very, very soon. And I've always looked at it that way and I just go, I know where I want to be down the track. I know where I want to be, but I couldn't even tell you what that is. I just know I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
So every decision I make needs to be getting me closer to where I'm going.
Yeah.
I look at every decision and go, okay, well, what's the worst that could happen? What's the best that could happen? If I do this right, then the best will happen.
Yeah.
Is that going to get me closer to where I want to be? If the answer is yes, then I do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. And you don't spend a whole lot of time thinking though when you do these sort of things, I've noticed.
Not really. I just jump in. You know, someone taught me, write down 10 things that you want and you write them down in the present tense.
Okay. Right?
I drive this type of car.
Mm.
I live in this suburb. I earn X amount of dollars per year. I have X amount of dollars in the bank. And you write down 10 things that you really want that you reckon you could achieve within the next, say, 12 to 24 months.
Okay.
And you write them all down and then you look at that and you go, okay, let's say I could grant you one of those things today. You can have one of those things. You don't have to do anything for it. You can have one of them today.
Yeah.
You circle the one it is. Then you move that to another piece of paper and you look at that and you go, okay, that's the thing. That's the one thing that I need to work towards. Because what I find is my focus was all over the place.
Right.
I used to get too distracted by things that I wanted. So by saying, here's the one thing I actually want most out of all the things that I want.
Yes.
Work towards that.
Uh-huh.
And you find everything else kind of just comes anyway.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And probably even if you didn't focus on that one thing and you put all your energy into something else on that list, everything would have come anyway because you were super honed in and all the nice things come on the side, right?
Yeah. Pick one thing, focus on that, and everything else will come. For me, it was my business. It was growing the business.
Yeah, right.
And so buying a nicer car, buying houses and whatever fancy stuff, it all just happened anyway.
Yeah.
Because I focused on having the biggest team. That was the thing for me. I wrote down all the things I wanted. And the thing I wanted most was to grow my team of agents.
Awesome.
I wanted more agents than anyone else. And so by focusing on that, everything else is just happening. The business is making more money, which means I'm making more money, which means I can buy nicer things. I just got a new car. I just bought a house. All that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I get you.
It just happens. So that's my thing. You just write down all the things you want, say them in the present tense, pick the one you want, and that's the thing you focus on.
It's really interesting. You know, you get the tangible things after intangible actions. A lot of people don't do this sort of shit where they sit down and they write down what they want or that exercise that you just spoke about because, man, a lot of people, even myself in the past, think, what's the point? Right? What's the point? This exercise, will it actually foster anything? Will anything come from it? And I'm here to say, hell yeah, it will. Even if it's the smallest thing. Like start as stupidly as what mine was, wanting to eat out every single night, five nights a week, at nice restaurants. And I gave myself, what was the budget? Like 400 bucks?
400 bucks. Yeah.
400 bucks.
I was like, am I coming? Or?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is this just for you?
I know. No, it was for two people, obviously. Oh, okay. And I was thinking, okay, so 400, I did the maths, what you had to earn a year, blah, blah, blah. Mm. But that's why I always tell people, don't have too much of a BHAG or whatever you want to call it. Otherwise, that becomes really hard to actually work out. And then the bigger it is, it seems further away. So then that's going to demotivate you.
Yep.
Right, what you said is perfect. Write down the list of 10 things, choose the one that you really want over the most, zone in.
Yeah. So like for you, if you were to use that same example, if you wrote down 10 things, I'm sure you could think of 10 things you want.
Mm.
And if the one you wanted at the time the most was to be able to eat out at a nice restaurant every night, well, to be able to get there, you have to earn more money. So if you're going to earn more money, well, that's probably one of your goals. And by earning more money, you can probably also, I don't know, look after your mum. I know that's important to you.
Yeah.
Okay. So then you can do that too. Probably take her with you to dinner.
Mm.
Another thing would have been to get the car. Okay. Well, if you're making enough money to go and spend $400 a night on dinner, you can probably afford a nice car too. Right. So everything kind of just comes. Then you probably had business goals. Well, in order for you to make enough money to do that every night, you would have had to be doing pretty well at work. So that would have happened too, which naturally it did. So picking one of those things,
yes, sir.
It just laser focuses you on that one thing.
Yes.
But everything else is kind of just going to happen anyway.
Yeah.
So by singling in your focus, you get closer, I find, to all the other things that you want as well.
Yeah, you're right.
Because thinking about the things you want is a distraction. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. 100% it makes sense. I used to do that for like 20 years from when I was born to, you know, absolutely.
You know, for me, when I was a sales agent, I got into sales and maybe a month in, there was an awards night.
Yeah.
And I saw somebody get the Rising Star Award. And I was like, that's what I want. So this person is the best out of all of the new people. Then that's got to be me.
That's
my goal now. So I was laser focused on getting that. And naturally to get that, you got to do well in your business. You got to make more money. You can start buying nicer things.
Yeah,
but my focus was that. Then I won that. And then within Harcourts, there's something called the Titanium Awards, the highest award you can get
for
a quarter, which is $250,000 in commission for the quarter. I was like, okay, well, that's my next goal. I have to get the Titanium
Award.
And so that became my focus, right? And so by focusing just on winning a piece of paper on stage, which is the stupidest thing, everything else came with it.
Crazy.
Right? And people go, oh, why do you care so much about a piece of paper?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's not just the piece of paper, right? It's the recognition that comes along with that. But also to earn that, it means I've made a lot of money. I've done well in my business. I've helped a lot of people buy and sell property. I've done all the things that I want to do. I'm able to buy nicer things because of my goal to get that piece of paper.
They're a byproduct.
Exactly.
And you know what's really funny is what you were saying before when you said you'll get all these different byproducts, but your main focus was getting the Rising Star Award. Mm. That wasn't my main focus. My main focus was eating out every single night. And guess what? I also won the Rising Star Annual Award.
Isn't that crazy?
That is so funny. But that was my byproduct.
Yep.
But so as long as you focus on something, you get all that other shit.
Yeah, you weren't focused on a trophy or a piece of paper or whatever
on
it was.
On food, baby.
Exactly, you were on food. So, hey, whatever works. Oh. But we both ended up with the same thing because now both of us can go to fancy dinners every night and we both also won the same award. We both got there in the end.
That's crazy, hey?
Isn't it an interesting way to look at it?
Man.
Yeah. But you currently have a different goal.
What's my goal?
Losing weight.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Of course, yes. So for all those who can't see me right now, I look like a young, well-fed Bradley Pitt.
A very well-fed Bradley. He obviously achieved that eating out goal, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. I weighed, the most I ever weighed was 127 kegs. I mean, I'm nearly six foot three. So I don't know what the hell that is in centimeters. And then I had a goal by June the 16th, which was exactly 6 months before that. It was the January the 6th or whatever the freaking hell it was, to lose 27 kilos to be 100 kilos. And I worked it out in terms of how many kilos I needed to lose every week, how many calories I need to eat, all that sort of crap. And then went really, really hard. And for me, it was just like the daily slog, just like thinking about it day per day. Don't think too much. Because when you think about 27 kilos, man, that's a lot of weight.
Mm.
And
it's half of me.
Yeah, that's literally, you weigh as much as my right leg, essentially. Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah, so it's been going really well. Not eating out at nice restaurants every single night, of course. But yeah, no, it feels good when people are like, oh man, you look really good. Goal setting. That's one that makes you feel good too. Other things do as well. Like when you see nice things coming your way as well, tangible products, things, that also feels good as well. But this one feels really good because you're looking better every day, right?
Yeah.
Beautiful. All right. Well, I think we've talked a bit about goal setting now. Mm. I'm happy with that. Are you?
Yeah, I'm very happy.
I love it. Hey, guys, I just want to add at the end of this podcast, if you guys, anyone listening, you know, even if we know you or we don't know you, reach out. If you ever have anything that you would like us to talk about or cover, or even if you want to come and be a guest and talk about stuff that you've done, that you're proud of. I mean, I think when Robbie and I talk about this, everyone's done something cool. Everyone has a cool story to share that other people can relate to. You don't need to have earned lots of money or done crazy things or, you know, all this sort of shit. Sometimes we get a bit carried away and we talk about, oh, how great everyone is, and we sort of jerk each other off proverbially in that sense. But it's not about that. It's about, like, don't think, just do. It's about you jumping in the deep end and doing something that you're proud of, something that makes a change to your life and those around you for the better. That's what we want to be about. So, yeah, reach out, guys, if you ever have any Q&As or topics to discuss, or if you, want, as I said, want to come say hey.
Yeah.
Happy to have a chat with you.
Find us on Instagram. Don't think, just do .podcast on Instagram.
Love it. All right. Take care, everyone. Chat with you soon.